you know, when you ask people to bring cases in, and it's natural to try to bring in people who've done really well. But, you know, sometimes you can learn a lot. You don't have to see too many people who do really well, to, particularly on a monotherapy, to get my attention. And this 49-year-old lady sounds amazing. What happened with her?
She's my poster child. She really is. So she was on Andrew's original iceberg study. She was actually the first patient that I put on it. Actually, she's from Miami. She flies up to see me from Miami. And she didn't have high volume disease. She had relatively low volume pulmonary disease, but clearly had progressed through anthracyclines, taxanes. It had a chest, had a wedge resection, progressed through CAPE, progressed through VINO. And she has tolerated the drug incredibly well, has never had any significant toxicities, and is just chugging along essentially NED at this point. I mean, every time I see her, I'm like knocking wood, but she's doing great.
I'm not sure we mentioned yet that this was in December 2007.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's 10 years with
10 years.
Clearly documented metastatic disease refractory to multiple chemotherapy regimens. So, you know, it's interesting. If you look across all the trials, there are a few patients like this treated with olaparib. I mean, and of course, there are a few patients like this with any chemotherapy drug, so you can't make too much of it. But there's even been an effort to pull together these extreme responders and see if we can find any predictors. I did exome sequencing on this lady's primary tumor, and I couldn't find anything that was different than what you would normally see in a triple negative patient. But
did you look at her immune system?
No, I haven't actually done that. I mean, but she was just a straight up conventional BRCA1 founder mutation, triple negative disease. There was nothing about it that was unusual except for her dramatic and prolonged response.